This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. President Draupadi Murmu will leave on a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi today morning. This will be the first ever visit by the President of India to the three African nations and comes a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of G20 during India's presidency. During her visit, President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings and interact with the Indian diaspora. The President will also address the India-Algeria Economic Forum and the Sidi Abdullah Science and Technology Pole University. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will lead a parliamentary delegation to 149th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, scheduled to be held in Geneva starting from today till the 17th of this month. Mr. Birla will address the assembly on the theme Harnessing Science, Technology and Innovation for a More Peaceful and Sustainable Future. He will participate in the meetings of the IPU's Governing Council and will meet the Indian diaspora in Geneva tomorrow. Besides this, Mr. Birla will also meet his counterparts from other parliaments on the sidelines of the assembly. The delegation comprises of Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh Singh, Secretary General of both the Houses and various other members of Parliament. The IPU has 180 member parliaments and 15 associate members. Members include parliaments from large countries like China, India and Indonesia, as well as smaller countries like Cabo Verde, San Marino and Palau. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has vowed strict action against those responsible for taking the law into their hands following the killing of former state minister and NCP leader Baba Siddiqui. Siddiqui was shot dead by unidentified attackers in Mumbai last evening. Calling the incident extremely unfortunate, Chief Minister Shinde told the media that two suspects have been arrested. The Chief Minister further informed that the trial of the murder case will take place in a fast-track court. He also declared that the encounter specialist, Daya Nayak, will investigate the incident. Registration has begun for the Prime Minister internship scheme last evening at the online portal pminternship.mca.gov.in and will remain open till the 25th of this month. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal. The government aims to provide 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during the financial year 2024-25. The total cost of the pilot project will be 800 crore rupees. The government aims to provide 12-month internships for 1 crore candidates in the age group of 21 to 24 years for 5 years. Amid the escalating tensions in West Asia, Permanent Mission of India to United Nations said that India, as a major troop-contributing country, aligns itself fully with the joint statement issued by the 34 United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon. Taking to social media platform X, the Permanent Mission said that the safety and security of the peacekeepers are of paramount importance in accordance with the existing resolution of the UN Security Council. In men's cricket, India defeated Bangladesh by 133 runs in the third and final T20 international match and clinched the three-match series by a margin of 3-0 in Hyderabad last night. Chasing 298 runs, the visitors were restricted to 164 for 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. For Bangladesh, Tauhid Hridoye, unbeaten with 63 runs, was the top scorer. For hosts, Ravi Bishnoi scalped 3 wickets, Mayank Yadav took 2 wickets, while Washington Sundar and Nitish Reddy claimed a wicket each. In table tennis, India's top-ranked women's doubles pair of Ayanka Mukherjee and Sutharthi Mukherjee assured themselves of a historic medal by reaching the semi-finals of the Asian Table Tennis Championships 2024 in Astana, Kazakhstan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.